As the 2x4s go up for rental housing in what used to be the Davis Bottom community, the reality of a new home sinks in for 13-year-old Summer Rowe.
When they first told us, I was like, no, we're not. That's not going to happen. But now where I see them building and building and building every single day, I'm like so surprised that it's really going to happen.
Summer and her mother, Daisy, were residents along DeRody Street until old, worn houses were torn down to make way for the Newtown Pike extension. Temporary housing in the form of trailers were parked for what became years of waiting. While some former Davis Bottom residents moved away, Daisy Rowe stayed close.
The Demases, I've known them all my life. I've known Cooper all my life, Larry Cooper. I've known the Wilsons, they're gone, but this is family. I feel comfortable and secure here, you know?
Rowe says she first heard about the possibility of the move 10 years ago. Millions of dollars in federal money has flowed into the revitalization project. Jose Sepulveda is with the Federal Highway Administration.
Bureaucracy sometimes got in our way, and we found a way sometimes around it, over it, and if necessary, through it.
A half dozen residents like the Rose are expected to move into the newly developed Davis Parkview rental units this fall. There are plans to eventually have 100 rental and owner-occupied residences on land owned by the Community Land Trust. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.